Fuck.
Love it, don't you? Love that COVID.
I'm immune, personally.
I think you might be. My brother got it same time I did, like a couple weeks ago. And
because he's fucking your wife.
What? Okay. Well,
she gave it to you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, a couple. He gave it to her. That's what happened.
All right.
Dudes or maybe a male-looking chick across the way from the bathroom making a porno right now.
What? Seriously?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Mr. Herman
loves the prostitutes, specifically trannies. He does take their pictures, but he loves that. That probably wasn't a woman.
Yeah, that's the other part. What? I don't give a fuck.
Whatever. Yeah, who cares, man? Get off how you get off.
But yeah. Well, that was an interesting way to start.
Yes, it was.
Oh, you guys are welcome, but I pay attention to shit and have good eyes.
Yeah, no, you fucking eagle eye over here.
Because Tim was like, oh, no, I see the cock. Now I see the other person. I'm like, how do you not see that shit? Oh,
I mean, I could see the whole thing. Nice cock.
It wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah. I mean, you know.
Why are you paying for pussy?
Well, he's like 60, so.
Is he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty old.
He doesn't look 60, though.
No, he doesn't. No.
That's why. Jesus.
So, welcome to 8 inches and a mule. We just watched
7 of them are from
my ex-boss from 20 years ago get a blowjob from 100 yards out.
Yeah.
So great. Hey, that says something about his cock, right?
Right.
It's 100 yards away and I could still see the knob.
It's still very white though.
Well, he's a white guy.
Yeah, so you can see it at night easier.
Oh, right, right. Yep. They were lit up.
That's true.
Yeah.
He had to know. Come on.
He didn't know we were watching him.
He knew someone could.
He didn't know it was us, though. How could he?
No.
I almost started jerking before I came and told you guys, but I was like, this might not last long.
Yeah. Should I tell him that?
Don't. You can.
Well.
All right, I'm gonna.
Yeah, well, tell him I was the one that discovered. I thought it might be two guys, but I was going to stroke anyway.
Yeah. This
live sex act.
Live sex act. I mean, what are you going to do? Get your, not money's worth, I suppose, but your...
It's free. It's free. Free live sex.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You'd be a fool to pass that up.
He's the one that saw you originally
from
the bathroom window.
He came into the bathroom.
He came and got us because he said someone was shooting a porno.
Yeah.
And we ran down there because we thought it would be hilarious to watch. Period.
And it was.
And it was.
And did not disappoint.
Did not disappoint at all. You've got a nice cock, sir, because we could see it from 100 yards off. Period.
Congrats. Like 25.
Period. Anyway,
that is football
the
field.
Most serendipitous and hilarious blowjob I've ever seen in my life, period.
Thank you.
Thank you. From 8 inches and a mule to you, good night.
6 inches and a tranny.
Hey. It's any port in a storm. What I say. She looked like a girl. I mean,
if she did. She had girl hair. But did you see the last tranny he brought? She was hot.
Yeah, if she was
a dude. Not the one that came here.
Oh, I was going to say, because you saw her.
That
pussy.
Was a woman.
Yeah, we know
that. That was one of his models.
We know that was a woman.
Yeah.
Right. I didn't see the other tranny now.
Oh, okay. I thought you had. But I've seen like two or three that, like, because they'll model for him, but I think he's paying them also to, you know, fuck or whatever.
Well, of course. I mean.
Or he's giving them gifts or something. There's some kind of preternatural.
Probably free.
Yeah.
Free videos, free pictures.
And hell, fuck, I respect him for it.
Sandwiches. Who knows?
Photographers are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he actually is a really good photographer. Yeah.
So I would be like, hey, I'll do this for free if you do a little.
Right.
Yeah. That dude, that whole thing's a racket. Back when I worked in Sylvania, there was a photographer studio guy next to us that did.
Yeah.
I think he just only did boudoir.
Yeah.
You know, shit like it. And every model that was in there was fucking amazing. And he was fucking every one of them.
Right.
He was a rich kid, though. It wasn't like, this situation. But,
yeah,
you know, he was like a trust fund type kid whose parents probably said, you have to do something, Kyle. You can't just lay around and have sex all day.
His name was probably Tyler.
Kyle.
I know you. His name actually was
his
Kyle.
His name actually was Kyle.
Gotcha.
Yeah, he was one of the first adopters of the douchey haircut. Side shave, but long on top.
Mm.
Guess I'm not gonna do that again or ever.
You're
it's
not
the same thing. You're ethnic. Yeah.
That was my next step.
Oh, really?
Like Chris Cornell.
Oh.
96 or something.
Gotcha.
That's Spoon still Man. Not this exactly the same thing. But yeah.
Yeah. It's anyway. Not. It's different.
Yeah, he was that was
I think it's different cuz you're going from long hair to the douchey haircut instead of growing out the douchey haircut.
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think that makes a difference hair anymore. Yeah. It's been a month.
I got mine
sick,
cut.
Man, I've been sick.
Yeah. I got mine last night, but only because the boy needed one and I had a coupon.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. I haven't in a while. So, well, fuck. Last time I did was right before the wedding. Yeah.
So. I haven't had a haircut that I paid for in 10 years.
We can tell.
I grow it.
Yeah.
And then every 6 months I shave it off.
Yeah. You know,
that's it.
What we should do is see if she cuts hair.
Oh, man. That'd be great. Huh? A good haircut and a blowjob.
Yeah, dude. I mean, come on. That's a good package deal.
Yeah, that fuck Lady Jane's.
Right. Yeah, really. Get some balls. Do it all.
Yeah, shave my balls, wash them, and then suck my dick.
Yep.
Yep.
That's I'll take the Brazilian also.
Of course. I mean, who wouldn't?
Toss
well,
a
that's
salad.
Just another business idea for us. What was the last one we were talking about?
The masks.
The masks.
The vagina masks.
Oh, yeah, masks that smell like vagina and butthole. Yeah.
Panty fetish people mask.
Why haven't we started working on that yet?
Oh, yeah. I see we all came up with a great name for the company.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
We did that part. Listen, I want like 4 or 5 models meeting me and demonstrating that they're going to do it before I do any website coding and promotion.
Okay. Well,
you make that happen, one of you, and it's
well,
yeah.
See, the thing is, you got to do like a mock-up or something because it's going to be easier for me to find girls if I can show them like hey, we're serious.
Just bring them here. Look how fucking serious this place is.
Are you kidding?
I mean, we got a bunch of equipment.
We need hot chicks.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a pillow with Mr. Worldwide on it.
That's right.
I know, he's my friend.
He actually, he stood in for you when you were sick. Yeah, yeah. We put enough. The camera on him.
This unfunny motherfucker. Oh,
fucking dead weight. Jesus.
I missed when you were sick.
Yeah. Hey, listen. I will say for tonight, JR is showing us a guy getting his dick sucked.
Yep.
What have you done for us lately?
I knew the guy. That's and true. Was able to text him.
Yeah,
and was. Actually talk to him on the phone right after he came.
That was pretty funny.
That was funny.
I'm pulling my weight. Fuck you guys.
And really, I didn't do anything in this situation.
No. No, you did. You recognized that it was
Mr. Herman
studio.
True.
That's true.
I wouldn't have known it was him.
That's right. Yeah. Oh,
and so we verified it with my. He saw it.
Yeah.
You recognized
Mr. Herman.
Called and verified.
Yeah. It was a team effort.
Saw, recognize, verify.
No, I was just saying I need to make some money.
Yeah.
Side hustle.
Go suck his dick.
Put a wig on.
Yeah.
Well, what's
does he save like up
stashes?
What was up? What's up with the stocks that you were? Oh
my
stuff
fucking
like that?
God!
Not so
Jesus,
great.
No. Well, number one. Funny you should say. Oh God! I didn't. Even, I'm trying to block it out.
Oh no.
So. I got out of the stock market completely because I realized after a while, like, oh, I don't know what the fuck. Like, nobody right. knows what the fuck is going to happen, really.
Yeah.
The best thing you can do is just put your money in an ETF that tracks the entire stock market. Because that's the one thing everybody knows is that it only goes up. Or
okay.
Historically, it has only gone up.
Right.
Through, I mean... Now, you would say to yourself, well, that can't be possible forever. Communist.
That's just inflation, isn't it?
No, it gained. Like,
so, how is there more money now than when we started?
Because...
Isn't it just like we value things differently? Isn't that how it works?
A lot of factors. One, fundamentally, in my opinion... companies back in the 50s, 60s, I mean, being way before that, obviously, too, but up until recently, like 70s, 80s, pretty much Reagan, everything went to shit after Reagan. But,
no.
Like, say what do you make? You have a product. Could be
triple-headed dildos.
Triple-headed?
Triple-headed.
That's all you make? Okay.
The third head is a knife.
Well, you asked for one thing.
Oh, no, that's fine. All right. So you're a purveyor.
You need another hole.
The triple-headed dildo. And back in the 1950s and 60s, when you made your dildos, you had the customer in mind. I mean, there wasn't any other way to think about it, really.
Right.
I mean, that was just, well, if I make the best dildos, people will buy them and I will make fucking money. So you always were trying to make the best dildo.
Right.
That's how you made money. Value. Mm-hmm. Value does not matter. So over time, and like I said, with Reagan and all those...
Trickle down.
Yeah, supply side economics. Magic, basically.
Mm-hmm. Any day now.
Yeah, I'm waiting. We're all waiting. But anyway, so now... Companies, they don't give a fuck about the person using your dildo, right? The end user, like Mr.
Herman.
Docs.
Right.
Docs.
Yeah, they're not beholden to them so much as they're beholden to the shareholders. And what do the shareholders want?
Money.
Money isn't enough.
No.
It's increase every year. Every single fucking year, you have to make more and more profit.
Like, oh, money.
Percentage, then.
Well, money, yeah. but not in a reasonable way. I mean, the bottom line is if you're not growing by 1-2%, whatever right. the fuck it is, every like at least showing growth.
Well, what happens when you get up to 100%?
You there is no
okay, yeah.
Well, but they don't know.
Well, here's what you do.
My triple-headed dildos will show growth.
yes, they will.
Show growth.
I mean, there's always a way to cut a corner, you know?
Sure. Like,
always.
Right.
So they start with one thing, and then before you know it, the dildos of the 60s, which were amazing products, right. now are just flimsy.
Handmade. Yeah. Each one.
Gonna break off inside you. Yeah. Not even that third dildo head won't even cut you right.
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah,
you know,
rusty so not blade.
Not only is the product itself flimsy and
no, my company has never sacrificed quality.
All right, well you're
for the, our customers.
You're the lone holdout. Okay, but let's just say it is. Not only is that the problem and a way to make more money every year by yeah. using cheaper and cheaper material, but now right. it's not even made in North Dakota where you used to have your factory.
It's made in Northwest Ohio where it always has been. Family, me and my five sisters.
No. No.
What are you making, duck calls?
Duck calls.
He can be the ethnic, what are those guys? Who
oh,
are they?
God, those are...
The bearded fellas.
Yeah, Duck Dynasty.
Duck Dynasty, yeah. Oh, not to interrupt you, Tom.
Dick Dynasty.
But I'm digging the beard. It looks
oh,
nice.
Thanks. Thank you. Yeah, man. It's like a kind of a COVID beard at this point.
Right. Well, I notice it because since I've gotten sick, my beard yeah. has been growing in weird.
Really?
Yeah, like it's like very wiry and okay. like, I don't know.
I also been using male hair care products.
Have
so,
you?
Yeah.
Well, it shows.
Yeah. Does it make it a little more like darker?
So. Yeah, because it is.
So you're dyeing your hair.
That's a nasty thing to say. I wouldn't put it like that.
You're going gray.
No.
And you're
I'm
dying
not
your
gray.
Hair.
I'm not going gray at all. My hair on my face has always been kind of blonde. So I found out by using.
I'm just, yeah, no.
Hey, well, JR, you and I have way more gray than he does.
Yeah, because he dyes his shit.
All right.
Because
he does.
No, nice. Jen needs to sit down on your face more.
Oh, you're telling yes. me.
Pussy juice does take.
I was talking about the ass, but both.
You both, yeah.
Okay.
Appreciate
pussy
the choir.
Ass juice, it's all the same thing. Yeah, pussy ass sense. Juice. Pussy ass juice. Pussy ass juice. That would make a good
face.
Song.
Oh, my face.
Making me thirstier.
Anyway, I'll be quick. But so now you have, you know, 8-year-olds in, you know, fucking Taiwan or wherever the fuck.
Right.
Making your dildos out yep. of crappy materials. And, you know.
Yeah. Anything to cut the corners.
Right. So it's easy. So, it's
but
easy
there's only
to make- so
there can only be. It's there's no way to make exponential money, not on one planet. There's only so many resources. There's so many solely
right.
so many workarounds. There's only so many corners you can cut, and it seems like every corner we cut,
yeah.
we bring humanity closer to destruction.
Yes, yes, you're
yeah.
absolutely right. Yeah. A lot of people call this late stage capitalism.
Uh-huh.
Because
okay.
we're nearing the end. But
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, the thing is, people, like if you asked them, most people, I guess, if they, you were like, hey, do you want 8-year-olds making your dildos
right.
over, you know, wherever the fuck?
No.
They'd say no.
But are you going to start stop buying
yeah.
the dildos?
Everything.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Your so, phones, your shoes, your purses, your fucking everything.
Or honestly, I mean, it really just comes down to like people are going to bitch about well, they should, they need to pay those people, or they get, you can't have both.
Right.
You know,
no.
It's like the whole Chiquita banana thing, you know, the banana republics and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, do you want to purchase an exotic fruit that has never seen the fucking shores of North America until like a couple hundred years ago?
Mm-hmm.
That would, they would have marveled over this fucking thing. And now you can get like 12 of them for 10 cents.
Yep.
Like, now if you go tell that these people, like, well, okay, that's cool, we can do that, whatever, but you're going to be paying,
you're paying,
you know,
$2 instead of
10 cents. Right.
Right.
They would have a fucking fit.
You know, I think,
and in
as
the end,
poor as I am and as poor as I've always been, if I knew that I had to pay $2 for six bananas instead of 20 cents, knowing that by paying the $2 instead of 20 cents, someone else, a whole family or a whole village or whatever, were healthier and happier and more profitable because of it, I would do that. But I'm not going to pay that extra fucking $1.80 and pay it to a fucking corporation.
Right.
Fat cats that don't need the money. No one needs as much money as some people have.
Of course.
It needs to be equitably distributed. And everyone always says, oh, well, you're a communist. No, not at all. Not fucking at all. Because communism, socialism is ridiculous.
On paper, it's good.
Not ridiculous.
On paper, it's great. It doesn't take into...
No one knows how to do it.
Yeah, no one knows how to do it properly.
Yeah, but nobody
but
knows,
no
how,
one
to
knows
do
how to do
anything.
Capitalism properly
right.
either. I think it should be a combination.
Humans are bullshit. Fuck them all. Kill them all. Can we talk about something funny instead of money? Seriously.
Money is pretty funny.
I don't find anything hilarious. Like, I think it's a... It just breaks. It hurts my brain.
All right. What do you guys
I have
think
nothing.
About the song Jesse's Girl?
Rick Springfield? Are you kidding me?
Fucking A.
It's a classic.
Fucking cunt. Trying to fuck my girl.
Jesse's Girl.
Yeah, well, I mean, he loved her, though.
Oh, yeah.
No, he did not.
You don't think?
I wish that I had Jesse's Girl.
Yeah.
It's from the point of view.
It's longing.
Of a,
that's longing.
He's a
he was simping on his fucking bandmate's girlfriend or whatever.
Right.
So you think he's just a cuckold?
Well,
no.
No, not necessarily, I guess. I mean, he's an asshole and a bad friend.
Fucking Canadians.
Canadian.
Is he Canadian? Or am I thinking of Brian Adams?
Brian Adams is definitely Canadian, but fuck it, he probably is too.
So I don't think Rick Springfield was Canadian.
Yeah. Well, he is for us.
Fucking, he is for us.
Canadian enough to want to fuck your girl. Or Jesse's girl.
Or at least Jesse's, yeah. and you may say to yourself, well, I don't give a fuck about Jesse's
right.
girl.
Right, I don't know Jesse.
Yeah, just wait, motherfucker. Just wait.
Well, I get what you're saying.
Well, I was just talking fucking about fucking my friend's girl, so.
Yeah.
Well, haven't you fucked Mike. Everyone?
Not yet. There's like three or four.
All right.
Well, that's not bad.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Hey, the whole COVID thing is sucked, whatever, but it has given me a chance to watch some TV because I don't have any interest in doing anything besides laying on my bed.
Fucking A.
Sleeping or watching TV.
Mm. Now you got something to masturbate to.
Yeah, now I got
later.
The old spank bank, as the kids say. But no, I have, like, I just lay there and sleep, and if I can't sleep, I'm like, okay, I guess I'll watch TV, and then eat ice cream. That's another thing I've been doing a lot of.
Because my throat hurts.
When you're sick, you can have it. It's like getting your tonsils out. You can have as much ice cream as you want.
Yeah.
Dude, you're way leaner than me, so eat all the ice cream.
Shit, I actually lost 5 pounds so far.
Wow.
Since the COVID.
Diarrhea.
Yeah.
Diarrhea. All right. So I I've been watching Mr. Agent Dale Cooper for the first time.
Like the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, dude, fucking Twin Peaks.
Oh, Dale Cooper.
Yeah, man. No. Kyle MacLachlan, yeah. I've never watched the show. I didn't watch
anything?
It. Nothing. I didn't watch it in the 90s when it was out.
How far are you?
Season 2, episode 3.
Okay, you're going to have to watch the movie soon.
Yeah, after the second season, yep. Firewalk with me.
Before. In the middle of the second season.
Oh, really?
Do you know who killed Laura?
No, no.
Let me look it up before you go further.
Okay, okay.
Because you're really close to finding out.
Yeah.
And, oh my God, that third season they released on Showtime.
That's what everybody says.
Insanely, the best television I've ever seen.
That's, yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to
say. And there's one episode that's just amazing.
Well, I'm a big fan of this. I mean, I've always liked David Lynch. I mean, who doesn't?
Yeah, and also thank you for letting me know. I gotta watch fucking Dream Warriors.
Oh yeah,
because I didn't know Angelo did that fucking shit.
I know. I'm gonna have to go back too and listen to the atmospheric music and shit. He's so good.
Oh, so good.
Oh man, it's just I can't believe it was on TV, but I kind of can. But it was like on ABC.
Second season, you can understand. Because him and, what's his name? The other showrunner.
Oh, Frost?
Frost.
Yeah.
Yeah, David Frost, David right? Frost.
Or John? Or no.
White Man Frost.
Yes. Yeah.
Some white man name. No,
Mark.
Mark Frost.
Yeah. Which is... David. I thought it was Mark Snow from the X-Men at first, or X-Men, Jesus, X-Files, because, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The name's similar, and it's a supernatural, same time frame.
That might be my favorite TV show of all time.
It's amazing. Like, I didn't...
The X-Files?
Twin Peaks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen it?
When it first came out, yeah.
So you watched it the 90s.
I watched it then. I haven't since then, and I haven't seen any of the new ones they did.
Okay.
Oh, the new ones were amazing.
Yeah.
There's one episode, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's all David Lynch. There's like 14 seconds of dialogue.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, and it's David Lynch.
I will get there. I have it.
That's
all
the thing. Like him and Mark Snow.
Mark Snow.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got. They're both
Mark Frost.
Writing and or Frost. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Well. Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. He's back. He directed every episode. Wrote every episode, I think. And. Yeah.
It's, yeah.
So much better than the second or season.
Well, I've enjoyed it so far. And
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah. It's.
Is it on Plex?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All of it's on. Yeah, now, cool. There might be a few episodes of the third season missing. Mm. Let me know which ones. And I'll get them. So, but it's just one of those shows where I'm like, I gotta fucking watch it. Why have I not, you know?
Yes.
Right.
But I just haven't had the time or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the mushrooms.
Or the yeah, exactly. So I waited till I got sick and this is how I'm doing it. But all the characters are just fucking amazing. Like Kyle MacLachlan as Agent Cooper is hilarious.
Yeah.
It's just like the straight lace kind of detective, but he's a fucking maniac at the same time, you know.
He's been through the entire series, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, he's an FBI agent that comes.
He's been in pretty much every David Lynch ever.
Yeah.
Since Dune,
he played Dune, right. Paul Atreides in Dune, right?
Correct. Which, yeah. Get to that in a minute. Watch the new Dune. Well,
so did I. I watched it last night.
I watched half of it. I didn't. I didn't want to.
Well, it's been on Plex, your Plex server, for a while, but it was a shitty version.
I know. Yeah.
And you put a new version on there, which I really appreciated. I watched it last night.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, I enjoyed what I've seen so far.
They only did half of the first book.
That's what I thought they were going to do, yeah. Because it's...
Oh, you put Dune on Plex?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Because I went on HBO a couple weeks ago, and it's gone.
Oh, jeez. Oh. Fucking, yeah. No, it's on the Plex server.
Well, if you wouldn't have broken your iPad, you would have Plex, too.
No, I have Plex now.
He does.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay.
I watched The Eternals instead.
I watched that last night, too.
I watched it 3 days ago. I thought it sucked.
You thought it sucked? I mean, it wasn't anything special, but no. I didn't think it sucked.
No.
It was all right.
I
mean, it was your average Marvel movie, you know.
I watched
Black Widow today, too.
That was good now, see?
Yeah, see, I'd rate them both about the same.
Yeah.
No.
There's action movies.
Exactly. It looked better than I thought it would, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about the Eternals. You probably know a lot of shit about them.
I don't. I actually...
See, I'd never heard of them. I didn't even know it was a comic book.
I'd seen the comic, but I'd never read it, and, you know...
Kind of like that other one, Shin Lu, or whatever the fuck.
Oh, that's a great movie.
Yeah, that's a good movie, yeah.
Shang-Chi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Watch that shit.
Yeah. That was good.
That was pretty good.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
But I had never heard of it before.
Oh, me neither.
Me neither, yeah. I don't watch those Asian. Yeah.
I like their noodles, but fuck them otherwise. Yeah.
The sideways vagina, but other than that, yeah, fuck them.
I like a slit. Get some different angles.
Yeah.
We all grew up watching fucking Ching Chong movies. Don't lie.
Ching Chong.
Oh yeah.
Kung Fu movies.
Fair enough.
I thought Eternals, what the person was going for, who wrote it or whatever, who envisioned it.
Yeah.
I think I kind of understand what they wanted to do, but they didn't do it.
With the Eternals?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it was supposed to be like this wistful.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of, the whole concept of it is, which I'm assuming they got from the comic book, is kind of loose at best anyway. You've got like Athena, who's supposed to be Athena, and then Gilgamesh, and then fucking what was his name,
Icarus,
who's like Superman,
right?
But that's Icarus. It was a little, you gotta suspend a lot of disbelief.
And he flew into the sun.
Yes, he did.
Yep. Sure.
Well,
did.
The original story.
And
is
they brought up two DC characters.
Yeah.
Who's that?
They brought up two DC characters in a Marvel movie.
Yeah. Oh. They were like, they made jokes. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I don't know. It wasn't even, I mean, the concept of the Eternals and the what do you call it, the cosmology of the Marvel cinematic universe is, I mean, it's fucking hokey.
Yeah.
But whatever. But so's ours. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah. Most definitely.
I mean, I can't knock giant robots, I guess. But.
Tomorrow morning, I can go to a building that is fancy, filled with people, and promises to give me a entity's body and blood to consume.
Yes.
So how is it any different?
You're just used to it. Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
Big fancy building and transmogrification.
I think they just used it as a vehicle to introduce a couple more characters. New Avengers and blah, blah, blah.
What was up with the whole introducing Blade at the end? Did you see that?
Like, and the Black Knight, or whatever his name is. Jon Snow.
Moon Knight, right?
What's his name?
Moon Knight?
I didn't Maybe even catch like that. I've never heard
I don't know the character, but I've seen him in like Moon memes Knight's and stuff, but...
Yeah.
But why would they introduce Blade at the end of the Eternals?
Ah, fuck.
That's like pandering.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like this.
No, because they're making Blade movies.
Blade movie. What?
They're making Blade movies.
That's. I know. That's why I'm saying it's pandering. You know, like the Eternals have nothing to do with vampires. Nothing to do with Blade, but they just.
But apparently, the Night Guy does. They're friends, or they know each other.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know the lore.
Pandering.
I just thought, like, for what they were trying to do, the story they're trying to tell with that movie doesn't really translate to a big superhero type of movie. You know what I mean? That you'd take your kids to see because they would be bored if they did it the right way.
Yeah.
Tom just doesn't like that a woman wrote and directed.
Oh.
Fuck. You found me out.
Oh, you fucking ethnics. Yeah. You always playing the race card or the gender card.
Yeah.
Gender card.
There's... Gender card. Yes. No, what I'm saying is,
should
like,
be lucky you can vote.
If that the story they were trying to tell would have benefited from a lot more gravitas and like a Ridley Scott kind of treatment almost. Because we're talking about robots, essentially, right? Who don't know that they're robots, who got tricked into doing this thing.
Wait, what are we talking about now?
Eternals.
What does that have to do with?
Because they get their
robots.
They get their memories erased all the time.
Yeah, but they're organic creatures. They're not robots.
But they're basically robots.
Using robots as a metaphor.
No.
I think that's the actual definition of robot. It doesn't have to be a mechanical thing.
Just like.
Okay.
I think. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I mean. Well, synthetic organ. In Blade Runner, they were synthetic organisms, robots.
Well, okay, robots, semantics.
Well, because what's the difference between a robot and an android, then? They're different categories of science fiction.
You're right.
It's also different writers.
I was trying to use robots as a derogatory.
Okay, yeah, I get that. But
he used a hard R. Robots.
They weren't made out of metal.
No.
Yeah. Okay. I get you were using it metaphorically.
Right.
That's what I said. So
So you have these synthetic people, these robots. They don't know what, like they're being used by these other bigger robots.
Right.
And like they don't know about it. It's kind of, and there's a lot of soul searching and like wistfulness, especially I don't know. I just get the sense like. It was more of an art house type plot, if you wanted to get it
really,
right. Yeah, like a more scaled down thing.
Yeah,
in a way.
Well, I mean, it does approach a lot of the big tropes, you know, in science fiction or even in just action adventure.
Yeah.
I mean, what you're describing is kind of just. Character development, you know,
right?
But I
that's
didn't
all
think
that movie was.
Job. There were too many people to develop all the characters to make have enough time to make you care about them.
That's well, and that's the thing. I didn't give one.
Usually,
fuck.
There's one or two heroes.
I didn't care about
not
any
ten.
Of those fucking people.
No, me neither.
Not in the least.
And
Sprite was cool.
Yeah, I mean,
Sprite's human though.
I like Sprite.
Well, that was probably the most kind of relatable story in a way. Yeah, they did that fairly well, I guess. But I mean, I didn't for a story like that to work to worry about robots trying to figure out like their place in the universe and the right thing to do or whatever the fuck you know.
Hmm.
Like you have to care about the robots
exactly,
and they were just. Puppets for action sequences.
Yep.
And it was just a
what?
Very ethnic cast.
Oh yeah, there was also
There was a gay guy, a gay black guy. Oh my gosh, very woke movie. That's all it was.
No, that's also true.
If everything we watch now, there's always a lesbian or a black gay guy or. Something nowadays, which is fine. because we're including everyone. I totally get it, and I like it. But, yeah, every show you watch now, there's...
You know, I had to shove it down my throat.
You got to worry about whether it's a he or a she or a them.
Just tell your story.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. You know.
Which I thought they did that good. Because my brother said, oh, there's a gay kiss in it. Didn't even notice it when I was watching it.
There's really a gay kiss in everything now.
I don't remember that. I guess I didn't put any...
When, the black guy, I forget, the technical man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I forget his name.
Kisses his husband.
Yeah. Yeah, when he gets back with them, he kisses him goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, see, it went over my head, like...
I don't know. I didn't give a shit.
Well, I only noticed it because it was pointed out.
It absolutely should. A man kissing a man or a woman kissing a woman shouldn't...
Or a
you
man
shouldn't
kissing
notice
a man
it any more than a man kissing a woman.
Dressed like a woman.
It's just, like, I don't like public displays of affection.
Oh, no.
I don't want to watch a man and a woman make out.
Hey,
so no. I don't want to watch a man and a man make out.
But we will watch people get their dick sucked.
Blowjobs, yes.
Okay. All right.
I'm just saying, like, in a restaurant or whatever. But why should we take notice just because it's a man and a man? For most of my life, I always said, I don't care if you're gay or not, but I always feel uncomfortable when I see two men kissing. I don't feel like that anymore. It's normal, and I like that.
Yeah, that's a, it's a step forward.
Yes.
I think. Some people would say a step backward, but, you know, fuck
them. Well, they...
Half of America.
They're probably going to get arrested for storming the Capitol.
Or not.
Or not, yeah.
Who cares? I don't care that people storm the Capitol. I mean, they probably deserve to be stormed.
Well, true. They do, but not by those assholes.
But not by... It's like, not for that reason.
I don't want them taking over. I'll fight against them.
Yeah.
Yeah, not for that
I'll
reason.
Walmart
you're right.
Right now and get a shotgun.
I mean, if it was like, hey, we're sick of being treated as wage slaves and fucking corporations and blah, blah, the whole fucking thing, you know what I mean? Like, and they, I'd have been like, fuck yeah.
I would have stormed
instead
the
instead of saying,
fuck yeah.
It's the fucking right. Jews.
What'd you say, honky sucker pig head, jive turkey fool?
I saw something recently. I think it was probably Reddit, because that's all I seem to do is lie there. But, it said, it was like a sign at a demonstration.
Yeah.
And it said, they're making you fight a culture war so you won't fight a class war.
Oh.
And
that's a good one.
I think that's kind of the bottom line.
Yeah.
Really.
No, it that's poignant.
You know, they got us all arguing about spics and blacks and whites and trans and...
Yep.
And, left, right, vax, anti-vax,
yep.
Whatever. And it's the same trick they always pull.
You guys know Vonnegut.
Of course.
Who?
Vonnegut, the author.
Joking. Vonnegut?
Vonnegut.
What is that? Is that like some kind of tire company or something?
Yes, he's a tire company that also wrote novels. He wrote a book and...
Readings for Fags.
Reading is for fags.
And gay people.
Oh, sorry. Well, culture war thing.
And gay people. Fags and gay people.
Well, listen, it's just like there's black people and there's gay people.
I like that.
You know?
Well, no, he has this plot.
Well, you know, there's white faggots also.
I'm not.
They're straight faggots all.
Right. Yeah. Hey, listen, you could be straight and still be a faggot.
Fair enough.
It's true.
Yeah.
I'm not racist.
I'm not homophobic.
Do you have black friends? Do you have gay friends?
Yeah, I got.
I got a couple gay friends.
Gay friends.
Why? What? Why?
You want me to text them?
You looking at my dick? You want to fuck me?
I just, Tom, we just saw
yeah, you one saw of Tom's one friend. Of my gay friends. See, right. I have gay friends. I got gender fluid motherfucking friends, bitches.
I don't think having a transgender person makes you, like, sucking your dick makes you gay, though.
It's kind of like
what makes you gay? I thought it was genetics.
No. I don't know. Well, it's just like the
same got real bad.
Hey, I said earlier, any port in a storm, and it's fucking true. Right? I mean, is it gay to get your dick sucked in prison?
Yes.
Yes.
That's homosexual.
Well, no.
I mean, you know.
It might not be gay, but it's homosexual.
It's a homosexual act.
Yes.
It does not make the person.
That doesn't
it's a
make
sexual
anyone
act.
Anyone anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay.
But
I guess by
I
definition, homo
no. Hold on.
Means same,
hold on.
Same, right? Yeah. Homo means same, same.
Right. Yeah. Homogenous.
It's a homosexual act, but it's not a gay act.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. But if I play the drums, am I a drummer?
Right.
Yeah. So if I suck dick,
no.
I'm a homosexual.
Yes.
That's only one part of me. I could also be a heterosexual because I have a wife.
But let me put it to you like this. What if, say, your son came in and played the drums? He's not a drummer. Certainly, we tell him to shut up.
Then I'm a pedophile or something. What are you?
Why is he
if my
here?
Son, if my son comes in and plays the drums, yeah, he's a drummer.
No.
Why not?
Because he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing.
Oh, you mean if he was just like
yeah, that's
crashing
what I'm saying.
Him and bashing him.
You can pick
well,
up
no,
a guitar,
then,
see,
yeah.
But it doesn't
you
make you a guitar.
You said play the drums. You didn't say fuck around
oh,
with the
well,
drums.
I guess that's.
I thought that's what you
sorry,
meant.
Sorry, I don't mean semantics. Fuck you with semantics. But yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah.
So that
no.
Yeah,
so no,
just messing around
just
with the drums in
well,
college.
I will get it, but I will tell you this, it fucking sucks.
Really?
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh,
it's
man.
Awful. It's not worth watching. I would.
Really?
Yep.
Hmm.
What's that? The Matrix?
The
yeah,
new
the
Matrix,
new Matrix,
yeah.
I just
oh,
want to see Kung Fu.
Yeah, even then.
Well, go watch John Wick then.
Yeah. You'd be
I'm waiting for four.
Trifling motherfucker.
Nah, that's right. You guys and your fucking John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. You never watched any of them?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Oh, I was going to say.
Oh, dude. Amazing. Great. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, they are amazing, but they are nothing but a long action sequence.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. I guess I like a little plot, a little character development.
There,
that's
those
all I'm saying.
John Wick movies remind me.
I got
me
bored. I got bored watching him kick people in the face in
yeah.
more and more creative ways.
Well,
in more and more creative ways. That's
I
the thing.
Know. You'd think it would keep me entertained.
You think?
Are
I'm
you
a
not
action
entertained.
It just depends on your taste.
Yeah.
Those movies it's, remind me of like Hong Kong. Cinema.
Old shit, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like hard-boiled or something.
By stuntmen, or well, stuntmen, pretty much.
It's not like I didn't like them. I
you
just
it's all of
movies.
It's all about the action sequences.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which love it.
I think as a complete
the world building's
film,
good, though.
They are lacking.
I like the hotel thing.
Yeah, that's
you know,
good.
It's the whole little.
I would like to live in that world or play a RPG in that world.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that'd be cool.
Was it, I mean,
but, all right, this is where they lost me. In the, I believe it's the second movie when he fights the giant black man in the library. And
okay.
he attacks him and gets him in the neck with a book.
Yeah.
And then in the face. Jason Bourne already did that shit.
Oh, well.
You know, and it just, it lost me. I was just like, this is cool. I love the effects. I
yeah.
love the, because it's like a dance, you know.
Oh, oh definitely is.
It's a dance.
Especially the second one.
And I appreciate
third
that.
Third one.
But it was just kind of like, how much of this do you need? You put that, it's kind of like gratuitous sex.
Right.
Or gratuitous nudity. Nudity.
And what is wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. Like I said, I'll
watch
it.
It's just not your taste.
I just don't. It's not that it's not my taste. It's just like everything in the right amounts. You don't just put, to bake a cake, you don't just throw sugar in a bowl and say, here's some cake. You know? You mix it with flour and eggs and you bake it and you
frost
it.
That's what they do. All the trigger discipline, all the like gunfights are true.
Yeah, but where's
all
the
martial arts are true.
Well, my dog got killed. It was the last thing my girlfriend gave me.
Right.
I'm going to murder the world.
Yeah, that's the plot.
That's the plot.
And they stole his car.
They did steal his car.
He just wanted his car back and the people who killed his woman's dog. But then they kept fucking with him.
For three movies.
So he's got to fuck with them back.
Yeah, as an escalation. Well, here's the problem. I think
three would have been good for me,
You think that they are trying to make a cake, right?
Yeah.
And you said they threw sugar in a bowl. See, they're what they're actually trying to make is pixie sticks.
Okay.
Right? So you're like, well, that's not a fucking cake. And it's like, well, no, but...
Yeah, you want a cake.
Right.
Yeah.
We just want pixie sticks.
It's not even necessarily what you want. I mean, but I think that you think that that's what they're trying to do. When they're
right.
like, we're not trying to do that at all.
When they spend $100 million to make what is supposed to be a movie,
right.
I expect better than pixie sticks. If you're going to just give me pixie sticks instead of a cake,
right.
just give me cocaine.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, no.
If you want cocaine, I would not settle for pixie sticks either.
Cocaine is serendipity by my friend seeing my old boss getting a blowjob in a window and us running down there and seeing him complete.
Yeah, he finished for sure.
That's
in her mouth.
See,
fucking cocaine.
Or his mouth.
White's not dead. She just turned 100.
No.
She died before she turned 100.
She died like
Wait, what?
Louis Anderson died, dude. Death has taken
Louis
all kinds
Anderson
of comedians.
Died?
Yeah. Louis Anderson, Bob Saget.
The other... All right, wait. I know Bob Saget died.
Yeah. Sucking
Don't
dick.
Care. he was all right, but fucking Betty White... The other day, my wife told me she just turned 100.
No,
she died?
She died.
Her birthday was the 14th or something like that, but she died in...
Like the first, basically. It was like
2 weeks before her birthday.
Well, my wife sucks then. She didn't give me the story.
No, and the ironic part, of course, is like they plan this big to-do, like, oh, Betty White's 100th birthday.
Right.
And then she just died. So I was like, that isn't comedic timing. I don't, you know, like.
You know, what? Betty White's funny as fuck, dude.
Yeah.
She probably was like, it wouldn't be great if it was suicide.
It would have been better. It would have been better if she would have.
Yeah,
waited.
Fuck you, Betty. You should have suicided.
Or autoerotic asphyxiation.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Or
no, this would have been the way for her to go.
If Saget was going to die anyway, maybe, like, you know.
They should have went together.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. She cut her wrist. He hangs himself. They come together.
Right, and then he writes in blood, the aristocrats.
Oh, Jesus.
Or he fucking dies.
Love it.
That's how it should have went.
Why'd you say Louis Anderson? He died a long time ago.
Well, I didn't hear about it until after Saget died.
Yeah, he died a week after
Saget. Wait, I thought Louis Anderson died like 10 years ago.
No.
No?
Oh. He died after Saget.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's been on that basket show.
Baskets, yeah.
Oh, I haven't watched that.
I haven't either.
I mean, I just heard
is an acquired taste.
Came out of podcast. Louis.
I thought you were gonna say Louis C.K. died.
No,
not Louis fucking Anderson. Nope. I haven't seen Louis Anderson in shit in decades.
Oh, he's been around. He's hilarious.
Another fatty living on borrowed time. Next.
Next.
Not a fan then?
No, I just thought it was fucking funny.
No, it's funny, but
no, I don't give a fucking care about it. I thought he had that show that he did was really annoying.
Little Louis was funny. I don't know. I like that shit.
Yeah. I never saw it.
Fuck it. It's like they were giving every stupid comedian a kids show back then. Howie Mandel.
Oh, his cartoon?
Yeah.
I remember that. That was on Saturday mornings when I was a fucking kid.
He did all the voices. Like,
yeah.
I didn't like it.
No, I thought it was lame.
It was stupid.
It was good. If you knew what he was doing, you guys just don't know what the fuck he was doing.
Come on.
We're not in the mind of that fat, dead bastard.
Another fat. It's true, though. I mean,
no, it's good. It's comedy subjective.
He how old was he? He was old. He was like
in the
60s,
I think. No.
Okay. Yeah, 60s. That makes sense.
Fat people don't live to 85.
Yeah. Hey, exactly.
No. Oh,
unless you're Baron Harkonnen or something.
Right. No, yeah.
68, actually.
68, okay. Well, right. Fuck, almost 70. That's
you can't make it to 69. What the fuck?
And dude, it's he didn't. He was fucking fat. Like, he never got not fat.
Yeah.
So I was correct in my statement.
Yeah. Another fat people don't last.
What were you saying, though?
What was I saying?
Fat people don't last.
Well, no.
Was the most ridiculous piece of serendipity that I've experienced in a long time.
No,
how
great.
Could it have been
Mr. Herman?
I know.
And you know the studio. And then I call him and he just admits it because he couldn't not.
Yeah, because
we just watched the bear.
Right.
I mean, come on.
And then,
Holy shit.
I had to share that, and
yes, I'm so glad you did.
No, and we haven't seen each other.
About
we haven't seen each other in months, and
right,
that's the thing I see when I'm washing my hands. That is perfect.
Yes,
you might have to start going back to church. All of us. And when they ask why, you got to tell them. You know, like, well,
confession.
Yeah, Father.
Yes.
Oh, I'm 9 years into being a minister.
I saw that
3 days ago.
I didn't. Yeah, I had forgotten that you told me you also had done
same church, right?
Yeah,
they're like, hey, why don't you buy some shit from us?
Exactly.
Well, that's the
I want
and
to.
I did.
No, I want to. I want that whole kit you got. I want collars and shit. I didn't
get a collar. I just got the forms.
I want my parking pass.
Tom still has one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Did hopefully you get parking passes?
Yeah. Hopefully.
No, I didn't get parking passes. I got the cheapest one that I could get.
I'm going to get shit where I can get parking passes and just park downtown in front of the courthouse.
But there is one where you can get a collar and parking passes and stuff like that.
Oh, I looked into it 9 years ago, definitely.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? Incorporate it into your food truck.
You're going to get a food truck?
Yeah.
Can I work for you? I'd love to work in a food truck.
I don't know if you're excellent, cut out for his food truck.
I'm a good cook.
Oh, I know. I definitely believe that. What do you mean? Do weddings?
Yeah.
And?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? You're right.
Because you already are going to do the casseroles and the massage. Also do
that's
weddings.
When me and Emily... retire. I want to get an RV
Yeah.
And just stop at RV parks, hit up Costco, fucking hook for the RV park, park for meals. You could do massages.
KOAs.
Or whatever.
Yeah. We talked about it.
And weddings, apparently. Why not?
Tender pork and massages. Fucking A, bro.
I mean,
and fucking, I'll take your pictures if you blow me or whatever. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
Pictures of what?
I don't know. I'll become a photographer.
Wedding photos. All right.
No.
Oh.
A bitch is sucking my dick.
Oh.
like, the guy we were just talking, the photographer guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That gets boudoir, his dick sucked for taking pictures.
I mean, I guess if you're crazy enough to get married by some dude in a casserole truck at a camp, at a KOA,
fucking A.
Probably go be down.
Dude, I would make it fucking epic. It'd be great.
No weirder than having a
actually, Tim could just be
marry you.
This is true.
Tim, we'll just keep you with me. Like,
am I gonna live in your pocket?
Like a little gimp closet or something. It'll be better than a pocket.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But like a little gimp closet. And
if I were to be shrunk to 2 inches, yeah. I would love to live in your pocket. Your top pocket, not your.
What do you mean shrunk to 2 inches? Like that? Where you're at right now?
Hey.
Ah, tiny cock joke.
But all right.
Tiny Tim.
Classic.
Oh, Tiny Tim. If I ever do go down on you, I'm going to call it Tiny Tim and see how hard he stays.
You could have Tim drive the RV.
No, oh, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
Hey.
No, dude. I can't even let Emily drive the RV. I'm going to be fucking.
Okay. Well,
I need to be.
See, that's the thing with the RV situation, right? It's like, oh, I'll have an RV. Ooh.
Drive, right.
You know, be able to go around, but you can't actually enjoy the RV
when you're driving it. Yeah.
At the same time, I don't want Jen driving my fucking RV either.
Yeah.
So
no, I'll enjoy the time at the RV parks.
Yeah.
Tim can be trying to think of Star Trek stuff. Come on, Star Trek man.
Just be like my fucking Spock?
Jonathan Frakes.
Oh, number
one. Oh, you want me to be number two. One.
He's number one.
I could grow that beard.
First mate. Yeah.
Yeah.
But you gotta take every chair. You gotta step over every chair.
Just such an alpha.
What's his name though? Come on. What's his
Jonathan
name?
Franks.
Will.
He's number Frakes. One. Will
Will Riker.
Yeah, Willie Riker. I couldn't remember it. But yeah, Will Riker, for sure. You want me to be your Will Riker?
William Riker.
All right.
Yeah.
Could I just be your Worf instead?
Oh, yeah. Do both.
I want to wear a bandolier.
You could be my Chewbacca, nigga. We could be fucking... Yeah. I could be Han Solo. I could be... Okay. Okay. Han Solo and... A card together. Card solo. That sounds okay for now.
Okay.
Okay.
Jean-Luc Solo.
Jean-Luc.
Well, let's end it like this, Tim.
Okay.
I talk shit about a bunch of movies.
Yeah.
I didn't name one movie that I actually liked.
Okay.
I was like, The Matrix sucked, because it did and does. Don't watch it.
Okay.
But I will get it for you.
Thanks.
Yeah. And The Eternals sucked.
Okay.
We talked about that.
Yeah, we did.
And
already was.
Yeah. And Birds of Prey was pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I'm still in the middle of it.
The first
I fell asleep. Waiting for you to pick me up. I fell asleep while I was watching it.
Oh, okay.
So Birds I have to finish it.
I liked it.
Yeah. So that's the movie you're saying you liked?
That was another one with... A diverse cast.
It did have a diverse cast. Mostly women. But
yeah, mostly women.
Different shades of women.
Dune
was really good so far.
Dune was good.
You know
so
what
far.
I did? I stopped right in the part where they're going to start, you know, going to the Fremen.
Uh-huh.
Because that's figured out. It's like halfway through.
Right.
You know. But there's so, and I just forgot there was so much in that book.
Oh my God.
And then you
yeah.
watch that movie and you're like, oh, they're doing like every scene just yeah. about. Like it was great.
There was very little that they left out.
Yeah. And coming up is a lot of shit that got skipped for the Lynch version or whatever.
Right.
And in a way for the miniseries. Because the Fremen yeah. stuff, they just kind of, it seemed like they just phoned it in a bit.
They always do.
Yeah.
Lynch did, and so did, not Comedy Central, but Sci-Fi Network.
Sci-Fi Network, yeah.
They were both, I liked the Lynch version.
You think I should watch the but, sci-fi before I watch the...
Nah.
No, it's not necessary. Have you read the book?
No.
Read the book.
No. It's only one of the best books.
It's
ever.
Like... Right. It's like 5 books, though, right?
No, it's more like 20.
Well, it's, yeah, because his son took
yeah.
over.
Yeah. Writing. Frank Herbert did the first 6 books.
Right.
And then his son, along with, I think, a guy named, last name Anderson, wrote Anderson. Like 16 more of them. Because yeah. he found his father's notes.
Yeah.
And his father had created this whole universe. And this whole storyline, and he follows it.
Yep.
Right to the end.
It's very fascinating, the whole thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, the miniseries is just the first book.
First book and then the second book.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They do Children
yeah,
of Doom.
Children
I forgot
of Doom.
They did. Yeah.
All right, so we're done, right?
Yeah.
Have a good night. Have a good
night. Mr. Worldwide.
Night, folks. This is Felipe Thomas. And Timothy
and
coming at you from
Greg Hunter,
8 inches and a mule.
7 6 inches and a fucking tranny.
And a tranny.
Tranny blowjobs.
Transsexual oh. to be.
You don't know that for sure, but there's a good possibility, let's say that. I don't know. She looks, she had tits, and she had the movement of a woman on a dick.
I would have got my dick sucked by that person. Whoever it was.
Hey, listen, you know what? It's like Schrodinger's cat. If I don't know the penis is there.
No. Is it a tranny
yeah.
or is it not?
Right.
It's both. And
I will never find out.
See?
And I'll be fine.